This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Entire break reading the text from our fine listeners, the comments that have come in during the show that I haven't got to yet. And I just have to tell you, I love you, man. I love you. This audience is fabulous. So many great insights and wonderful things. One thing I wanted to clear up. According to a texter, David, the caller that was asking about what was said on Newsmax was from a Real Clear Politics tweet. You misunderstood his question. Now, that doesn't surprise me because we're going fast here. And sometimes you're going one caller to the next and you don't totally comprehend it. So please, if you think I misunderstood a question or answered wrong or said something that was just out of whack, text or call. Let us know. What this was about on Newsmax related to Pennsylvania was the fact that Real Clear Politics has now rescinded their call for Biden winning. And they say that as a result of that, Biden loses his president-elect status. How many other media will follow through? I doubt very many, but that's an interesting point, and I'm glad you brought it to our attention. Thank you very much. Lots of other great texts here, and also calls waiting to weigh in, which we're looking forward to doing. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Also had a chance to visit with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford during the break and find out a little bit more about a question that came up related to hospital beds. And I think I had made the statement that they were short of hospital beds. It's not actually the beds that they're short of. You hear from time to time, you know, how many number of beds are available. But the shortage is in the healthcare staff, right, to have enough staff. So they need staff for the beds. So, and of course, yesterday, Governor Burgum signed an order which administrators and hospitals had asked for in the way of an option, which is to allow asymptomatic positive health care workers to be able to go back to work on COVID floors. Right? So, if you only have so many COVID teams and you aren't able to fill in, that's where you get into a problem there, and you need those, so you can take as many people as we need to. Evidently, this is a CDC process, and they made it happen. Not just quarantine close contact healthcare workers. These are actually asymptomatic COVID-positive healthcare workers. So they've gotten it, but they're now asymptomatic, and they're going in there to battle on behalf of COVID patients. So thought I'd pass that along to you, too. Okay, so let's do this. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Love chatting with you folks on what's on your mind. You just tell us. We're talking a little bit of COVID today, a little bit of lockdown possibility. Minnesota, later this afternoon, having a press conference. We'll find out more there. And, of course, obviously, following the count. Count the count. Count the vote. Don't cheat.
Gal just called, said in Minnesota, just found out that her husband's dead sister voted in Minnesota.
Serious?
Yeah. That's why I said, really? Oh, yeah. And they're waiting to find out if her nephew who passed away voted as well. They think that that
and there
that
is a counted. Way to find out. You can go in and type in the name of deceased loved ones and see if they show up on the voting rolls. John in Washburn, North Dakota. What's up in Washburn today, John?
Oh, not much. I don't know if you heard this. I got it from GatewayPundit.com. The Dominion ballot counting systems, Nancy Pelosi's chief of staff is a chief executive, and Dianne Feinstein's husband is a major shareholder. I mean, that sounds like conflict of interest, but what do I know?
No, I don't understand. It just seemed to me that it would be like, basic common sense when you have people involved in the company. They can't be involved in a voting software, you know, financially, doesn't it? I just like, what in the world? That's crazy. Now, I don't know that means, Nancy Pelosi reached down and started slapping some of the staff around saying, hey, get rid of Trump votes. And I honestly don't think we're going to get to the bottom of the Dominion thing until we get to the bottom of county by county where there are challenges. And, they'll adjudicate those first, and then that's more of a kind of a long-term thing. But the whole thing stinks to me, and I've seen some very respected generals who are blowing the whistle on it, so I reject the idea that that's some sort of crazy conspiracy theory.
Yeah. How would they feel if Donald Trump Jr. was counting the votes or his wife were counting the votes? I mean, that's what it amounts to.
It's a very good point, John. Very good point.
You
thank you so
I
much.
Mean? They'd go insane.
I do.
Tear their hair out. But Pelosi's exactly. chief of staff and Feinstein's husband being involved, no problem.
Welcome to Politics in America Today. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it very much. Cavalier, North Dakota. Home of the
yeah.
Gregorys. Good folks up there, the Gregorys. Kevin, how are you?
Oh,
I do. I've been to a few UND tailgate events over the years with the Gregorys. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. The one boy was a year or 3 years older than I was. I got a question. We'll go back to 2016. Say Michigan and Wisconsin. Did Hillary Clinton challenge the vote count? I don't think she did.
No, I don't think
she
did anything.
Okay. So here's my scenario. Kevin is running against Scott. Scott wins by 10,000 votes. But I have 10,000 fraudulent votes in my deal. Am I going to ask for a recount? I don't think so, because I might get caught. I was cheating and still lost.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why wouldn't she have challenged it?
Yeah,
I mean, you'd think they've been going all over the place with that one.
Well, it has to be close enough to be challenged, right? I mean, because otherwise you're really grasping a little bit as to whether or not you'd make up the difference. But I agree with you. It's a good point.
They never did scream and holler about it. And they said this is wrong. The Republicans were fraudulent and all that. And it was all ran by Democrats. And like I said, they're probably cheating just as good. They just don't know how much more to cheat to win.
Great point, Kevin. Thank you for the call. Best to everybody up in Cavalier. Watford City is where we go next. And Jim, hello, Jim. What's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you, Scott?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Say, a lot of things that bother me about what's going on, too. But there's one thing in particular that really pains my heart. I like to talk about, Scott. Maybe create some dialogue and that's to do with the Catholic. I'm a Catholic. I'm the biggest sinner in every room, but I'm always trying to improve spiritually and try to hang on to what I can hang on and do the best to follow the Ten Commandments. And one of the Ten Commandments, real simple, is thou shalt not kill. Now we get into the pro-life, pro-choice conversation. And I don't know if this is true, Scott, but my gut tells me it is. I've heard it several times. But my congregation of 60 million voters, of that total, 30 million of us voted for Joe Biden and his pro-choice agenda. How's that possible? And I also want to give a shout-out to Bishop Deegan. The week before the election on Sunday, twisting church, separation of church and state, I don't know how that works, but he did speak out in favor. And to that, I'm grateful. And I don't know if that came from him or from higher up in the Catholic Church, but I'm grateful for that. However, I believe it was a little too late. And
I so respect Bishop Kagan. Just love him. Just love him as a great leader. He's a great man. It's neat to hear, that he spoke out. Here's my take, Jim, on the Catholic vote, which, by the way, in 2020, by the latest AP Votecast, showed literally 50 for Trump and 49 for Biden. So it was really even. Those numbers, when they say 50% of Catholics voted for Trump and 49% voted for Biden, they're talking about an entire pool of people who call them, like Heidi Kuykamp's Catholic. She never voted pro-life in her life, right? So she's not living by the teaching of the Catholic Church, neither is Joe Biden. So what I always take a little solace in is the people that I see every Sunday, and I know, like you, say, hey, I am a sinner saved by grace. I get it. I'm here to ask for forgiveness when I fall and stand up. They are overwhelmingly in favor of pro-life folks like Donald Trump. Overwhelmingly. In
moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen, and only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
That's all. Nothing more to see here.
Right.
You know, I did look at the numbers in Arizona to see where they're at. Their difference now, 0.45% between Biden and Trump during the Brexit. That is so ridiculously close. Guess who had 50,000 votes down there, 1.5%? Trump's president with half of these votes.
I know. That's, yeah.
In Arizona. It was Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian Party of Canada. Yeah. One day we're going to have a little conversation about that. One day we're going to have a conversation about the sense that makes. All right. So, Libertarian Party, you got what you wish for there if Joe Biden prevails. Why in the world you'd want that, I have no idea. Can't even begin to fathom. Makes me crazy. November 17th is a date I'd like you to circle on your calendar. For 24 hours, the clock will be ticking for You Merry Giving Day. And you can support the Sister Thomas Walter Scholarship, the Armada Athletic Scholarship, the St. Gianna School Health Sciences Scholarship. 24 hours, your generosity is matched up to $75,000. So don't miss this opportunity to double your impact. We'll be there broadcasting live next week. Looking forward to it. YouMerryGivingDay.com. YouMerryGivingDay.com to donate. Or text YouMerry to 71777. Text YouMerry to 71777. Let's go to Julie in Pelican, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and then Brian in Lincoln. Go ahead, Julie. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I got a question for you. So they've been talking about all of the stuff that happened after the election, all the voter fraud, but I haven't heard anything mentioned yet about the Project Veritas thing in Minnesota. Do you think there's any chance they're going to recount those votes?
Yeah, in that case, it's the post office that is having some explaining to do, right?
I don't know why the post office would be.
Well, I'm trying to think. Wasn't the Project Veritas in Minnesota? Was they had the whistleblower who had seen the mailman? Maybe that was a different state.
I didn't hear any of that. I just knew that there was some guy that was driving around with ballots going up to old people in the Somalian community
that was the one before. They got a lot of them. They got a lot of them there. But yeah, you're right. That was the one before where he was, and that was ballot harvesting.
That's a guy had it in his car.
Yep.
Shooting his own video.
Yeah.
Taking pictures
of
it.
How proud am I? Look at all the ballots I got.
I will make a note. I will make a note to give our friend James O'Keefe a call and get an update on where that's at. But yeah, I would hope, you know, I think what you have to do in these cases is you have to find your best argument, and the quickest path to stopping this before the canvassing and whatnot. So I think they've gathered these legal arguments. I walked through them earlier, and I'll share them on Facebook here in a bit too after the show, so you can see every place in they're doing and what they're doing. But I think they see that as the quickest way to get some of these counts corrected and maybe change the outcome. So probably just taking the low-hanging fruit first, Julie, but it's a good question. Why aren't we hearing more about it?
All right. Well, thank you much. Have a great day.
You too. Lincoln, North Dakota.
That's hey, right. Scott. Hey, a couple comments and one comment that I want you to get back to me on. But first off, if anybody in the Bismarck area has not been up the hill and gone to the University of Mary, they are missing out. That's a great view, great school. Second thing, I agree with you that this whole split goes deeper than politics, and no matter who wins this, whether it ends up being Trump or Biden, there's a split in this country that's not going to solve itself really quick, and it goes more into good and evil than it does into just politics in general. But I just wanted to make one comment that gives me a little bit of comfort, and you can get back to me on this because I got to get back on the road. But when it comes to some of our rights, the right to carry a gun. I know, was it you that got in trouble with it or was it Todd? I can't remember, but the right to carry a gun. Here's something that will tell us a lot very quickly about if Biden does take ownership of the government. If they decide to go after the conservative states, which don't have issues with guns, first, we'll see what's happening. Because the first places they need to go after guns are Chicago, Los Angeles, East St. Louis, places like that. So I'm going to go ahead and let you comment on that, but I don't see them solving the gun problems in the big cities anywhere in the near of 20 years. Now, if they come after the conservative states first, we're going to know there's a huge issue there. So thanks for your time.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it very much. Not sure I totally understand you're trying to connect the dots between what Biden will do first in the way of, gun legislation, where he should do it, we all agree, is where the biggest problem is. But, of course, they have already great gun legislation there. So, not much more to do in those areas, proving the fact that this doesn't work, does not work. So I hope that's enough of a comment for you. But a thank you. South Fargo we go. This is Rick. What's on your mind, Rick?
Yeah, I just wanted to know about is this a merger or is this like the forum buying you in the long haul? Who has dominion over the flag now?
Okay, hang on one second. You reminded me of something the previous caller said I want to come back to, and then I'll be right back, Rick. Ownership. You said if Biden takes ownership of the United States, you know what? Joe Biden ain't taking ownership of the United States.
That far.
That belongs to the people still. Now, if he goes sideways, it's a bad deal. Rick's question is about a deal we announced yesterday. We haven't talked about it on the statewide version of the show yesterday, in which we have signed a deal with Forum Communications to take over the operation of WDAY-AM and add that to our operation here at the Flag. And also, of course, we have an option to purchase at some point in there as well. So your question was who owns who? Is that it, Rick?
Yeah, who has, the control over what you do in your radio station?
Well, the control that we have in our radio station is us, the Flag. The control of WDAY.
Right now, down the road? True.
Well, down the road is when we would purchase that, and then we'd have control of both of those. In the meantime, we'll program those. Yeah, we are in charge. Yep. Yep. Yes, this is something that Foreign Communications approached us with a number of years ago, and we've been working on that for a while and signed the deal yesterday. So we have another radio station in the family. Hope that answers your question. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota Sweet Fruit Liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If Joe Biden won the election fair and square, why all the scrutiny of making sure the vote was right, as American voters insist? Attorney General William Barr has given the green light to let federal prosecutors investigate allegations of voter fraud. Almost immediately, Democrat Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren wrote, quote, Attorney General Bill Barr is a corrupt Trump henchman who should have been impeached months ago. If he cared one shred about our democracy, he'd be focused on the peaceful transition of power instead of doing the bidding of a wannabe dictator. End quote. AG William Barr on CNN.
But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion. For example, we indicted someone in Texas, 1,700 ballots collected from people who could vote. He made them out and voted for the person he wanted to, okay? Because that kind of thing happens with mail-in ballots, and everyone knows it.
USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
It's noon somewhere, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I think it is. So it's time to have some home cooking at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Today, hamburger hot dish. That's what I'm talking about. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Meatball dinner in Harwood today on 529. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Spaghetti and meatballs at the 12th Avenue North location. Good, good deals. All Pepsi products, $5.99 for a 24-pack today and 99 cents for a 20-ounce Pepsi today, any Pepsi product. So that's a good deal you'll find there. And lots of other great food, the pizza combo with the two cookies and the 20-ounce drink is $4, four items, $4. I mean, it's a whole lunch for $4. You're not going to get a better deal than that anywhere than at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Let me take Joe and Bismarck while we hook up our guests. I think you'll enjoy. Hello, Joe. What's on your mind?
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Hey, I just want to make one point. I'll turn it over to you guys, and you can hash it out. But all the BS with the votes and the dead people voting and the votes showing up in the middle of the night, I mean, tampering with votes or an election is a federal offense, I would assume, isn't it?
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, it's got to
be. It sure used to be.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't somebody come forward and start putting the fear of Jesus into these people and saying, if we find any evidence, whether you're a college kid or a 74-year-old widow or widower, and you're working this election, you had anything to do with tampering with any of these ballots, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. However, if you come forward with your evidence that you did this, you'll be immune. Would that bring a plethora of people forward saying, hey, I don't want to get in trouble. You know, we did this.
Hey, you would think. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just sort of law enforcement 101. You have a deterrent in the law, and you have high-profile cases where you send a message that, look out, folks.
Yep. Hey, this is going to happen. We find out because we're going to investigate this heavy, and if we find out you're involved, you will be prosecuted. But you can come forward right now and let us know about it, and you'll be immune.
It's pretty amazing. It is,
think about that.
It's just simple.
Great show, guys.
But you're right. You're exactly right. Thank you, Joe. Bye. Appreciate you very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And let's see who's next here. I'll read a couple of texts before I go to the calls. Texter says, just now on your station, Fox News reporting on the actions of AG Barr were just cut midstream and a commercial put on in place of the report. I don't think that was like censoring or anything. I'm guessing a glitch of some kind. I'm not real... Sure, sorry about that. Texter says, first, happy birthday to my fellow Marines, the Leathernecks. Are they great or what? Veterans Day tomorrow.
That's right.
Lots of shout-outs. And speaking of which, if you have someone in your family that is, shall we say, radio-friendly, not afraid to, you know, tell a story to us here on the radio with everybody else and come on and have a little conversation with us. We would love to visit with you tomorrow on the program, wherever they're from. Okay? I mean, anybody, any conflict, any war, matters not. You tell me. You can text me and then listen for them tomorrow on the radio. Text number 701-367-2054. Okay, back to the text. Happy birthday to my fellow Marines. Second, having a conversation with a progressive friend of mine, I pointed out that the same voting tactics used against Trump were most likely used against Bernie. I'm still waiting for a response. It's been 48 hours.
Yep, exactly.
Well, very true. Very true. You go along with this stuff when it suits you, pretty soon it won't suit you very much.
Well, it's good. Did you see the FBI's opening the investigation of the Trump campaign in Russia now? That's up. McCabe's defending that right now.
Yeah.
Seeing that's going well. Thank goodness.
Exactly right. Texter says, I went to Bishop Kagan seven times with Heidi Heitkamp's pro-abortion stands. He, one, did not acknowledge my attempts, and two, did not do anything about it with Heidi. Sorry he did handle it, nip it in the bud early. Now listen to her from her hierarchy. She should have been humbled for her soul. Well, her soul is her business, right? I mean, I'm the same way. I know what we're taught about what's coming, but as soon as I start pointing my finger at her saying, your soul, you're going to be... It's dangerous territory, one. Two, you know, a bishop is a pastor. A bishop is a priest. He doesn't go, oh, okay, well, thank you for that. And by the way, you want to come with me while I talk to her? Yeah, I mean, it's a very personal, private situation. You know, and every bishop handles it a little bit differently. I think the important thing for the church to do, and by the way, I think this is where the church has some culpability in elections that just happened. We had a pro-life, very pro-life president. We had a very pro-choice, pro-abortion challenger. Very simple way to let people know. This is the teaching of the church. If you support the wrong one, you're committing an intrinsic evil. Church sort of dances on that, and they ought not, in my view. Kathy in Bismarck has a shout-out. We love shout-outs. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I was just... I've been so frustrated with Fox, and I'm assuming that maybe a lot of people in this area have been. And I was just going to tell people to give Midco a call. Bombard them. Tell them that we want Midcontinent, that we want Newsmax, them to carry Newsmax on their list of channels. I just called them, and they said, well, you know, they'll look into it and stuff like that. But I think maybe if a lot of people just call them and tell them this is what we want and keep calling, maybe they'll put it on their channel list for us.
I really believe that the frustration we all feel with Fox, the frustration we feel with Twitter and social media and how the president is covered by these jackals in the media ought to be channeled by us into something productive. And if that's Newsmax and say, hey, I'm going to support a new company, that's great. We're going to have Newsmax on here soon to talk about what they're doing. But you know what? There's a lot of positive things you could do at that time. Right? And I don't want to pay to be frustrated. There's plenty of frustrations in life that just come at you. I don't want to write somebody a check and say, here, frustrate the living daylights out of me. So at our house, snip, snip, we cut the cord. We're done. We're done. And, you know, we'll get it another way, and we'll get what we want. And that's what I think. Maybe Fox at some point will realize that. I agree with you on Midco and Newsmax, and that's worth bringing up for sure. But good points, Kathy. Thank you very much. Sam in Findlay, go ahead.
Hi. See, this shouldn't take too long, but I'm kind of confused on this. In Minnesota, when I voted for the president, and then I voted for congressmen and other people on there. And it seems like all the others were accounted for, you know, then and that night. And all the other races were decided, and they must have looked at that same ballot. Why is the president not counted? Is that understandable?
It is. I think the answer to your question is, like in Minnesota, sadly it wasn't close. right? Jason Lewis had more votes than the president, so there was no, he had more votes than the president, but still lost in Minnesota. So that race wasn't, so if it's not close, then you're not going to hear too much about it. However, in the places that it was close, usually the margin between I'm looking at, I'll give you an example. Here's Arizona. So Biden and Trump are, what was the number? 14,000, I think, apart, okay? 14,000 apart. And then you have Martha McSally, a wonderful woman, who lost to a Democrat, Mark Kelly, down there, and there's 82,000 votes difference. So there's not the margin to dig into that, but there is into the other one.
But did they not look at all the ballots?
Well, when you say look at all the ballots, they think the ballots go through a machine, and they count them, but I don't know they look at them unless there's an issue.
So the others are decided, but the president has not been decided, even though they've looked at all the ballots, and I just can't figure out why they're decided already, and it's on the same ballot as the president, and why the president can't be decided.
I don't know for sure, but I know they have provisional ballots a lot where they, Sam voted, but, something we're not quite sure, we got to go back and look, so they set it aside. And then they get to the end, and they say, those provisional ballots are, there are 4,000 of those provisional ballots, but the difference in the race is 25,000. So it would make the difference, so now we don't look at it. They're looking at it with the Trump votes. Does that make sense?
I just figure that, if they counted all of them and those are already decided, then this should be decided because it's run through the same machine.
I hear you. It's just that it's so close that the questionable ballots make the difference, so they have to look at them. So they did do what you say, but there's still issues because of the ballots that are outstanding. And I don't know of anybody pulling up in a truck at 3:30 in the morning and dropping off a bunch of votes, and then they go up in the Senate races. Only happens in the presidential races. Convenient. Jeff in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. Great show, fellas.
Thank you.
I wanted to jump in here. I think this whole thing is really, if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, we're standing on the truth. And we're fighting against falsehood. And in the end, the greater good is going to come out of this. But in the meantime, we have to be much more politically aggressive in this fight. This is a war, truth against falsehood. And if we don't stand on truth strongly, I'm afraid we're going to see the end not be good in this election. I just want us to be politically more aggressive.
And by politically more aggressive, you mean just not politically correct. The opposite of it. Just do what needs to be done and actually count the vote.
Absolutely. Yeah. Quit worrying about somebody's feelings or what the political...
There's plenty of time to heal and bridge the divide and try all that, but you're right. Right now, let's get the facts, man.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Springs Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen and Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on Unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on Unleaded 88.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You may have noticed fall is now here, now that the highs are struggling for 30s. You better be ready for winter. You might want to check out a 4x4. Schwann Buick GMC has over 100 trucks, SUVs, and most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Late model Yukon, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models, payments to fit every budget. And Schwann needs your trade, too. Stop by and see what yours is worth. You may be surprised. Hurry in for the best selection. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we have one segment left in What's On Your Mind. Let's make it really, really, really good. And then if you don't end up getting a chance to participate, and 10 minutes from now you hear something, you say, oh, my gosh, Rush just had somebody on. Scott should have that person on. Okay, here's the deal. Oasis Petroleum Hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The only requirement is you have to be the buffalo. Be the bull, Danny. Be the buffalo. Be. Thank you, Todd, for catching that. Kevin was all stone-faced on that one. So if you
you're not being the buffalo, ball, Scott.
You're in. Oasis Petroleum, they're full of folks that have that Be the Buffalo spirit. 855-200-1776. How do I answer this question? My daughter just texted me, can we make a TikTok tonight?
It's a short video, I believe.
Right, yes. But what should my answer be, is what I'm saying.
Sure, why not? That's not what it is.
Well, yeah,
I mean, get better at that.
Look at Leah's smile. I've never seen her smile bigger than she is today.
What does she do, Leah?
She wants to see that happen. You don't think so? Yeah. All right. Well, it's you know, it's my baby
now
girl.
Now the challenge is on. Now you have to do it.
Going
to
graduate in a few months. I better say yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Look at this bit of news that just came in. This, I'm sure this is fake news. Puerto Rico's election officials have now found 174 boxes of uncounted ballots.
Oh, man.
You don't say.
What?
It's a week since the election. I mean, come on. It takes a little time to get these in. It started at 40. Then they found 100. Then 153. Now 174. Hundreds of uncounted ballots. Well, I wonder if that's in Arizona and Georgia. You know, I wonder if they got that going in Pennsylvania and Arizona.
But I'm sure not in California and New York. They just vote Democrat, those people.
Special.
Nothing going on there either.
Oh, my gosh. Ron, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I just want to talk about big tech a little bit in relation to the election, just social media in general. I mean, I think that me and my family, as for our house, we're going back to a flip phone. I believe that if big tech wants to control and be intrusive into other people's lives, that's about time that we draw the line. And then in regards to the censoring that they're doing, completely inappropriate, and the only way they're going to learn is if people get rid of it. Wait for feedback. Thanks.
Interesting. Now you make some good points there about big tech. I love that. As for me and my family, we're going back to flip phones. You know what? They work. They work. You call
something
out.
Something to be said there.
Someone could call you. I mean, really? Really? You think of... What I really worry about is just... the lack of just real personal, face-to-face, authentic conversation. You know? It's hard to find.
Yeah,
go to a restaurant sometime and look around. The number of people that the absolute heartbreaker is when you see a mom or a dad and they're on the phone, not talking, but, you know, scrolling, something that obviously could wait, whatever, Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you look at the kids and the kids are like, you know, hey, what about me? Oh, that's hard to watch. That is. Andrew, south of Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I don't know, mate. I don't mean to be a downer or anything like this, but the lawlessness of all this is really getting to me. The brazen lawlessness of it all. I would never even contemplate a crime like that. And they didn't, you know, they rioted. I mean, these people that rioted, very, very few of them got prosecuted. It's making me worry, you know.
I hear you, Andrew. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Texter says, I'd like to see a statewide boycott of the biased liberal rag Bismarck Tribune. I don't know if a statewide boycott will be necessary because I don't know how many people statewide read the Bismarck Tribune. I have seen it go radically liberal on the editorial side and quite biased reporting on the reporting side. So I totally get what I get where you're coming from there. I do. Texter says, when Trump wins and they find fraud, the Dems will go right back to blaming the Russians. Texter says, tell people to stop using the platforms and social medias that bother them, and either they'll change their habits or will go away from lack of support.
Back to that last one, they already are going back to the Russia thing.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
Got a little break going on in the Andrew McCabe case. He's defending the FBI opening an investigation into Trump and Russia, even though they later found no reason to do so. I don't know why he doesn't just come clean. Come clean.
Exactly.
I mean, my gosh. Texter says, someone sent this to me today. CNN has turned Arizona gray. It doesn't look like they removed the votes from his total, though. What do you make of this? Yeah, they're Pennsylvania, too, by Real Clear Politics. It means they're a little worried that they were wrong. Wrong. Did I say wrong? I meant wrong. With a W-R-O-N-G. You know what I'm saying? We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. A little homework for you after the show today. If you go to hatandsons.com and check out the link service contracts, you'll find out about the more than 1,000, that's right, 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains having the mechanical heating and cooling systems maintained by H.A. Thompson & Sons. God bless, folks.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking?
The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking, similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.